This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. And for all you first-time listeners out there that might be wondering, the purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our communities regarding the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. Small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. Join me today is our good neighbor, Jessica Upshaw at Highlands Residential Mortgage. Thank you for joining us today and being our special guest on the podcast, Jessica.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You know, we are met here today to meet you and learn more about your company and what you have to offer our listeners out there. Before we jump into the business part of it, share with us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Jessica Upshaw. Like you said, I work with Highlands Residential Mortgage. I live here in Ootowah, where I have been since 2015. So coming up on almost 10 years living here. I moved down here from the Knoxville area where I went to school at the University of Knoxville in Tennessee. So I met my husband here. He's been a longtime resident of Chattanooga, grew up in Red Bank. And we have a daughter who's 2.5 years old, and her name is River. So she keeps us busy.
All right. River. I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. Tell us about Highlands Residential Mortgage. Tell us about what it is that y'all do out there.
Absolutely. We provide people the loans to be able to go out and buy a house. So my husband and I work on a team together, the J Lending team with Highlands Mortgage. And so we're a husband and wife duo that we just kind of guide home buyers through a better journey when it comes to getting their mortgage loan. And by better journey, we just kind of provide them with better communication through the pre-qualification all the way up until their closing date. Provide them education, because a lot of people, when they're buying a house, they don't know where to start. There's so many programs out there. What could they do? So we help kind of guide them in the right program that's right for them. And we just provide peace of mind and accessibility. I always tell clients the very first thing, it's stressful, anxious, you're excited, you're nerve-wracking. It's all the feelings when you go to buy a house. So we kind of help kind of guide them through that whole journey and guide them through those whole emotions and get them to the ultimate goal of them buying a new home.
There you go. So what you do is you get them by the hand and don't let go till it's all done, huh?
You've got that right. And then even after the fact, we don't let go. We're still there after you get into the house to help you.
There you go. Yeah. Tell us about your journey. How did you come to deciding to get in this line of work?
Yeah. So I've always been in the financial services industry. I've been in financial services for 20 years now, meaning car loans, credit cards, personal loans. I worked for a local bank and credit union when I was in Knoxville. And then one day in 2015, somebody came up to me and said, "Hey, have you ever thought about getting into mortgages?" I'm like, "No, whoever wakes up in the morning saying that's what I want to do is my career choice, not many." But I was like, "You know what? Let's try it. Let's try it and see if I like it." And I absolutely loved it. I love doing mortgage loans because every single one is different. No two people are the same. And so that's kind of how I got into the mortgage loans. And kind of what's fueled my passion for it is whenever I got my first home in 2015, I kind of got to the end of the whole process. And I thought, wait, like, did I ask the right questions? Am I in the right loan program? Were there other loan programs for me that I didn't know were there? Should I have asked more questions? And so that kind of was what has fueled me and how I talk to my clients, is talking to them about all of the different products that are available. Even if they don't qualify for it, I try to explain to them, well, here's this option and you don't qualify for that because of this. Your income's too high, or credit score needs to be this, you know, whatever the case may be. So that's kind of what fueled my passion into, educating my clients and empowering them and giving them the resources that are available and telling them, hey, here are these loan programs that are available, and this is going to be the right one for you. And that's the reason why.
You know, a lot of folks that go to buy a house, especially that first one that you go to buy, it's a little scary even, because you know, you don't know, especially for somebody maybe who doesn't have that 700 or 800 credit score. You don't even know if you should try. You don't even know what to do. You know, help us with some of the myths and misconceptions that people might have when they're approaching buying that home.
Yeah. So there's definitely a lot of myths and misconceptions when it comes to buying a home, ranging from that you have to have perfect credit or that you have to have a 20% down payment. And both of those just aren't true. You can get into a home with down payment assistance if you're a first-time home buyer. We've got programs that are 100% financing. So there's definitely a lot of options that are out there. And what I kind of tell my clients is, or just anybody, is there's never a time that you like, you're never too early to talking to somebody about buying a home. If you want to buy a house in 2 years, but you don't know what your game plan is leading up to that, go ahead and reach out to a mortgage lender and let us talk to you about, okay, over the next 2 years, you might need to pay down some credit card debt, or let's get your credit score where it needs to be, or hey, everything is looking great and just save as much money as you can between now and then. So that's kind of some of the misconceptions, but I would say one of the biggest misconceptions is that all mortgage lenders are the same. And that's really just not the truth. You know, you have your online lenders or, you know, banks, credit unions, and things like that, that have mortgage lenders there, but they're just not all the same. And it's not always about, oh, I need the absolute lowest interest rate possible. Using a local mortgage lender like myself has a ton of value that comes along with it. We're local to the area. We live here. You know, we know what's going on in this market. We know how the homes are appraising. We know, you know, everything that's going on. Our appraisers at Highlands Mortgage, they're local appraisers. So the panel that we have, they're local appraisers to this market. So it's people that live in this market that know what's going on. And also, we have a really good reputation in this market as well. So the agents that, you know, if you're making an offer on a home and they see, oh, Jessica with Highlands Mortgage, she's the lender on this. We have a reputation of getting to closing on time, getting to closing early most of the time. So that goes a long way with just helping your offer get accepted. And also, we're just accessible. That's kind of the biggest thing. We do work nights. We work weekends. I tell people all the time, you are not going to buy a home Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's not when you need me. You need me on Thursday night and Friday night and when you're out with your family looking at houses. And if you use like an online lender, you're just not going to get that same level of service that you would of using somebody local that's here. And I always tell people too, like, you might run into me at Walmart one day and I don't want you to be mad at me and try to be like, oh, there's that girl that messed up. Like, we have a reputation to uphold. So we want to make sure that you get in a house and it's just, you know, seamless and easy and kind of no speed bumps along the way. So I'd say that's kind of the biggest misconception that's not talked about a lot, is that not all mortgage lenders are exactly the same.
You know, when you said that about being local and being accessible and maybe run into your Walmart, you know, sometimes those online lenders can make things kind of flashy and seem maybe like it's the best route to go till you actually get in the process.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Then where are you at? Why can't I reach you? Why aren't you returning my calls? You know,
you've got it. Yep.
Yeah. You've done an awesome job explaining everything. I mean, wow. can you just step outside of the role of business for a moment and talk about Jessica? And you mentioned it's the J team.
Yeah.
Is that due to your name being Jessica, or does that have anything to do with your husband as well? Or
it has something to do with both of our names. So my name, of course, is Jessica, and my husband's name is Joe. And
okay.
He does a lot of the behind the scenes, ordering our appraisals, the title work, insurance, all of that. So when we became a team about 4 years ago, and that's why we decided to go with the J Lending team at that point.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I thought that might be the case. That's why I thought I'd ask. But what does Jessica and Joe do outside of work for fun? What do y'all do? What do you like to do to entertain yourself?
Yeah. So like I said, we have a 2.5-year-old daughter. So she keeps us very, very busy and on our toes. And so that's where a lot of our time and attention goes to her right now. But other than that, you know, before I had River, I was heavily involved in running, and I would love to run outside and do half marathons and marathons and 5Ks and all that jazz. Eventually, I'll get back to it. But right now, our weekends are pretty much spent at the park or at the zoo, you know, or anywhere locally like that where we can just hang out as a family.
There's a lot of beautiful local places to go when you live in Chattanooga and the Cleveland area. Oh, my goodness. It's just unlimited almost.
It is. You've got that right.
Gorgeous place to live.
Yeah.
Getting just a little bit more personal, Jessica, have you ever endured any hardships or maybe life challenges, a better word, that you can say now that you're past it, now that you're through it, that you're stronger or better for having to go through it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all have kind of gone through that. But specifically, my husband, it was at the end of 2022. Our daughter was turning one at the time. And he got that terrible phone call that you have been diagnosed with cancer. And he actually had breast cancer, which is really uncommon for males to have. But he did. And, you know, so we had met with doctors and gone through his whole treatment plan. And, you know, he's good. Everything's great from that. And then 78 days after my husband was diagnosed, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer as well. And I was like, okay, well, here we go again. At least I know a lot about breast cancer right now. But, you know, it was definitely a challenge, you know, seeing my husband go through it and then seeing my mom go through it. But, you know, now we're on this side of it and they're both doing great and they are both cancer free. So praise the Lord for that. That's a huge blessing and a huge answer to our prayers. But yeah, amen. Yeah, it was a lot to go through at that point in time.
Yeah, I can't imagine that one was enough. But wow.
Yeah. Double whammy.
Yeah. That was enough. Well, I'm just so thankful to hear that they have both come through.
I said, I'm ready for last year to be gone. I'm like, 2023 can be gone. Here we go. It's a new year. It's a fresh start. And here we go.
There you go. Getting back to the business side of things again, if there was one thing that you wish our listeners knew about your business, you could shout it from the rooftop, something that you just want you to feel like that's what makes you stand out. What would that be?
I would really just say, I kind of touched on it earlier, but just call us. If you want to buy a house, we are in the business of helping people get into homes. And so if that is your goal in 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years down the road, let's talk. That way we can set up a game plan of what do we need to do, or tell you you're on the right path, or just tweak a couple of things. Don't hesitate to reach out to us. I know it can be scary to go over all of your financials. And trust me, I've seen it all. I mean, looking at people's credit for 20 years, we have seen it all. So don't be ashamed and don't hesitate to reach out. And if you don't know what you don't know until you talk to somebody about it and until you learn. So that's just what I would just encourage people to do, is if home ownership is in the future for you, reach out and let's talk and let's figure out how we can get you in a home. We might have to do some things between now and when it's time for you to buy a house, but at least you know that way when you're ready to buy, you're ready to buy. And then you're not, you know, then having to fix things at that point in time to get ready. So if you just want to buy a home, definitely give us a call, because that's what we are in the business to do, is getting you in a home.
That's exactly what I was about to ask you, was about people that maybe have some struggles right now, but you can give them a good game plan. So you answered my question before I even got to it, Jeff. I'm telling you, you're doing wonderful. Thank you so much. It was wonderful to get to know you today. Can you tell us how anyone could contact you if they talk to you about their needs?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, the best way and the easiest way to contact is just through social media. Our handle is The J Lending Team on Facebook and on Instagram. So definitely reach out and follow us that way. And then on Instagram and Facebook, all of my contact info is there as well. So phone number, email address, that's all there. So again, the handle is The J, the letter J, Lending Team. And there you go.
All right. DJ Lending Team.
That's it.
That's on social media. As well as your website and everything, right?
That's it. It's website, social media, you name it.
Awesome. Well, it was great meeting you today. I loved your personality and loved to hear the enthusiasm in your voice when you talk about helping people.
I love it. It's fun.
That's what it's all about. You know, if somebody can take my hand and lead me through something that is so, like you said, nerve-wracking and scary, but make me feel better about it, even maybe if there are things that I need to take care of before I can keep moving, you would be a wonderful person to work with, I know. So thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Scott, so much for having me on. It was my pleasure.
Mine too. And to all the good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting Jessica and learning more about Highlands Residential Mortgage, I know that she hopes you'll take a moment to consider all that she has to offer and remember her and her team when you need or want the products and services that they provide. And before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.